Less than a day after taking power, Venezuela's new government has dissolved the Congress and fired the Supreme Court. Pedro Carmona, a prominent business leader, is head of the interim government. President Hugo Chavez was ousted by his own army commanders yesterday after massive demonstrations ended in the deaths of at least 14 protesters. Journalist Phil Gunson is following the story from Venezuela's capital, Caracas, and he joins us. Phil, what can you tell us about the interim government dismissing Congress and the Supreme Court?
Well, it had been anticipated, but it was only one of the options that they had. Clearly, they felt that in order to really establish their authority and be able to stabilize the situation between now and when fresh elections can be held, that it was necessary to have a clean sweep. What this means is that effectively they're dispensing with the need to deal with any remaining opposition on the part of Chavez's supporters, and they can pretty much do what they like, because of course they have the armed forces with them.
Now, who is Pedro Carmona, the new leader? What do you know about him?
Well, he's the head of Fedecaminas, which is the main business organization here. He's 60 years old. He's a man with a pretty good resume. He was trained as an economist, has considerable international experience as Venezuela's representative on a number of international bodies, including the Andean Pact ruling body. He's been a very successful and very efficient manager of a number of large enterprises, particularly in the petrochemical sector. And he has a reputation as a conciliator, as a man of consensus, if you like, the polar opposite to his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, who had a distinct talent for dividing rather than uniting.
Now, elections have been promised?
Elections have been promised within 365 days. There's also, if I understood it correctly, I believe that there may be elections prior to that to a fresh assembly, which would have constituent powers. In other words, it would have the right to revise the 1999 constitution. This was the completely new revamped constitution that Chavez's supporters in their own constituent assembly voted in, or rather framed and then had put to the electorate in 1999.
Now, what's been the reaction so far from other Latin American countries to these events?
Well, the former foreign minister, until yesterday, Luis Alfonso Dávila, just returned from Costa Rica, where there was a meeting of the Group of Rio, a number of important Latin American countries. He said that they were still considering the situation. He certainly stopped short of saying that they were condemning what is, in effect, a coup d'etat. And the reaction from the United States, from which I think many of these countries will take their cue, is it's been a very moderate reaction. In fact, the State Department didn't quite welcome the change of government, but certainly didn't raise any objections to the way in which it came to power.
Are the streets quiet now?
The streets are quiet. There are no demonstrations going on. There's a ceremony going on at the oil company headquarters. But in general, yes, the streets are quiet. And I've not seen any reports of any rearguard actions, if you like, by supporters of Chavez.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks a lot.
Freelance reporter Phil Gunson updating us on the story from Caracas, Venezuela.